the evil verdict. Destroying the evil verdict. And we look at the story of a man called Hezekiah in Isaiah chapter 38 from verse 1 to 6. Isaiah 38 from verse 1 to 6. We saw that this man was sick unto death. And a prophet came to tell him, "Thus says the Lord, Mr. Hezekiah, go and package your load, for you are going to die." And this man now cried to the Lord, say, "God, look at all what I've done. I've been faithful before you. I'm righteous. I've done the best I could. Then why then should I die?" God now sent the same angel back to Hezekiah. Say, "Go and tell the man, you are no longer going to die again. I've added 15 years to your years." So the verdict of death was canceled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told you yesterday the six boasting of the enemies. In Exodus chapter 15 verse 9. The boasting that the enemy is boasting against many families and many of us. We look at them yesterday. One, enemy said, "I will pursue." They are ready to pursue many people to death. Anywhere you like, run to. They are ready to pursue you there. The enemy said, "I will overtake." If you like, run fast. It's like if a dog is running for the past 3 days. By the time the horse will overlap, the dog will still be sweating. But the horse will just overlap the dog. The horse will overlap the dog, even though the dog can run. Praise the Lord. The horse is capable of overtaking the dog, even though the dog is small. The enemy say, "I will overtake." Number three, boasting, "I will divide the spoil." Meaning, whatever anyone has done or gathered, it doesn't take the enemy 1 second to destroy them. To build might look very difficult, but to destroy, very small thing. If they bring a small caterpillar now and put the mouth in a big building that has been constructed for over 1 year, it will not take them 1 day to demolish the whole thing. And that's what happens when enemy wants to destroy. It doesn't take them time. The fourth boasting, "My Lord shall be satisfied upon them." You see, they will do whatever I ask them to do. If I like, I hold the child and say, "Let it be crying of belly problem." The child will be crying, "My belly, oh, my belly, oh." The whole family will be running up and down. Sometimes they can tell the husband, "Behave like this." Tell the wife, "Behave like this." "My lust be satisfied upon them." Number five, boasting, "I will draw my sword." The enemy wants to bring out his sword anytime. It's like when a child has offended you, you bring out a cane to chastise the child. That's what the enemy does. Boasting of the enemy. "I will draw my sword." And the final, "I will destroy." Destruction is the verdict of the enemy. "But I know you shall not be destroyed." Amen. I say you shall not be destroyed. Amen. I was telling you what is verdict. I remember I told you it's a concluded statement. I told you it's a decree that is made which cannot be changed. I told you that it is a judgment or a final say set by some powers. I told you that it is a law or confirmation something confirmed that this is how it is going to be. From there, we started looking at the kind of satanic validity. How do we know that this is a satanic validity? I started telling you how you can denote that this is a satanic validity. Number one, I told you, anyone that is satanic validity, anything that is the validity of the enemy, is always said out of wickedness of the heart. Out of the wickedness of the heart. I told you it has no good news for anyone. And I told you that if it is the verdict of the enemy, it invites more troubles into your life. It is one trouble, but after, another trouble comes in. I remember I told you that it puts someone into more bondage. And it can lead to sickness, can lead to affliction, it can lead to untimely death. And we're sharing the example of a family sitting down in their house, and they are eating their meal, jeje, in the night. Everybody around the table. And one truck from nowhere, he left the third road because he lost control. And he found himself into the house of these people. Right there where they are eating, he crushed all of them. No one escaped. They were not on the road. They were not on the main road. They were not even walking on the road. They were sitting and eating. The truck came and finished them because he lost control. There was a verdict upon that enemy that all of them will perish. That's where we were, how far we were able to go yesterday. This morning, there are some facts I want us to know. Number one fact I want us to know this evening is that God, in his ultimate power, can revoke and revert the verdict of the enemy, no matter how long it has been standing. God, in his ultimate power, can what? Revoke the verdict of the enemy, no matter how long it has been standing. The fact that something evil is written against you does not mean you should carry it forever. Hallelujah. The fact that they have rained curses upon your family from the beginning does not mean it should remain in your family forever. The day a light shineth into darkness, that marks the end of darkness forever. Do you understand what we are saying? And today, the light of God will shine upon many families. Amen. And every darkness in your family shall be destroyed. Amen. No matter how long, when you come to God, he has a power of revoking and reversing the verdict of the enemy upon your life. A madman was brought before a man of God. And he was almost insane. The family said, we don't know what to do. This is. The man just started behaving anyhow. And before they know it, this man will run away. 1 month, 2 months, sometimes they will discover and bring him. Anytime they will bring the man, he will be as dirty as anything you can think of. And he's the head of the family. One day they managed to grab him and brought him to a man of God. The man of God looked up and down. He said, God, what do I do? After praying and praying and praying, he went onto his altar, pour anointing oil on his hand, And he came out again. He grabbed the head of the madman and started praying in tongues. Masaparu Kandaba. You demon of hell. Release him. After some times, by the time he will release the head of the madman, the man look up and look everybody. He say, where am I? Instead of the people to tell him where he was, they started crying. They started crying. He was the one now begging them, stop crying. What is happening? Where are we? The mouth cannot contain the story. If you know how long you have been insane, sometimes they will bring you out of gutter. Sometimes they will bring you from the waste bin, trash bins, where you are eating dirty things. Sometimes they will see him with tattered clothes. They say, we shouldn't tell those stories. Just let us be thanking God. The day the light enter into his brain, that day, the spirit of insanity disappear. Why I tell you this story is this. Today, the light of the Almighty, the power of the Holy Ghost, shall come upon your family. Whatever evil that has been there, today, shall be destroyed by fire. It shall be destroyed by fire. It shall be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Number two, fact I want you to know this evening. Whatever anyone says about your life does not matter. Whatever the devil says about your life does not matter. Whatever the devil says about your family does not matter. Whatever they say about your situation and your work does not matter. Whatever the devil says about your marriage does not matter. Only God has the final say. It is what God says about your life that what matters. People might look at you and call you a barren woman, but you cannot have a child. But when God looks at you and says, no, you are a fruitful. A woman cried to a man of God. This woman is so nice, very generous. He has gotten married into this place. They are living in the neighborhood. Unlike this place now, when everybody to his flat, where I came from, there are rooms facing each other. Praise the Lord. So when you go through the passage, there's a room, there's another room. Sometimes you see your pail, which you pulled, your bucket, which you pull, or bowl, which you put by the side of your dog post. You see it at the end of the road. You have to go there and carry it. Because if you begin to shout till tomorrow, nobody will answer you. Praise the Lord. When I was a bachelor, I was living in that kind of a house. Anytime I go out, the curtain of my room, I always meet it cut down. And I will not even see it there on the doorpost. I will be looking for my curtain. In the whole of the environment, the small children will have cut the curtain, remove the curtain, use it to play. Sometimes they threw it to the kitchen, threw it everywhere. I call all of them, please warn your children. I'm spending money to buy this thing. This and that. Say, we are warning them. We are talking to them. By tomorrow, the same thing. I will not see my curtain there again. Praise the Lord. This woman is a very generous woman. Anytime he goes and come back, children, they love her. She will buy biscuits, sweets, chewing gum, anything that she sees on the road. She was married for about 3 years or 4 years. They used to call her Yahoo. Yahoo means wife. Because there's no name to call for the child. We used to call her Yahoo, Yahoo. Praise the Lord. But as she will go and buy things for children, she loves children, even though she has not given birth to children. One day, she bought things for children as she normally buy. The next morning, one of the children was convulsing, daybreak. She didn't give them poison. No. She was not even the cause. Sickness can come at any time. Oh my God. When they say, what? The mother of that one will say, please, my child, what is the problem? That one says, it's convulsing. Say, the senior of that one say, what did he eat? It was only what Auntie Yahoo gave to us that we ate. Oh my God. The next thing, she came out. Bah, 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 bah. Yahoo, come out. Come out. Praise the Lord. Say, come out. You gave my son poison. Let me just warn you. If they have told you to come and use someone for sacrifice, not my own child, I'm just telling you, if this child should die, forget about your life. Hey, the Yahoo was looking, she doesn't understand what they were saying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As she was talking, another woman came out from the other room. He said, my daughter too was coughing. Maybe it was the thing that she gave to her. He said, Yahoo, look. If the daughter did not stop coughing, this ground will be taller than you. That is number one. You will eat your pounded yam as ordinary yam. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are from my side, you understand what I've just said. But those of you who are not from my side, you may not understand that proverb. Which one is better between pounded yam and ordinary yam? Pounded yam is better. Guy can go with a lot of stew, vegetable. But when somebody now is eating yam with those kind of a thing, it makes you have more problem with your throat. They are telling the woman you are likely to get more problem than you can chew. Praise the Lord. That was when the woman started crying. She started crying. She cried to the man of God. Say, man of God, see me. Oh, this is what happened. Man of God, no problem. We have God that answered it by fire. There is no name they did not call this girl, this woman. Say, you have delivered all your children in the heavens. You are not here. You cannot deliver a child. Now you want to kill our own children. A lot of names. You are the head of the witch. You are the head of the wizard. But can deliver again. This is it. Marry for this. Marry for that. These are all what the woman table before the Lord. The man of God prayed. He said, woman, go. God have answered your prayer. The year they accused the woman, that was the month she conceived. Hallelujah. And by the time she will deliver her own, she delivered a set of twins. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when they discover that she has delivered, they say, hey, sister, go and carry your friend. She's going to be my wife. The wife to my son. The wife to my brother. The wife to my child. The husband to my this. Not playing with the children. They were the one that said the woman was a barren woman. But now, they want to be playing with her children. Close your eyes. I want you to pray this prayer. I don't know what they have said about you. But God have the final say. God have the final say. You will declare this one with thunder and fire. Whatever the devil has said about my life, Jesus. Cancel them now. Are you ready to pray? Whatever they have said about your life, let the blood of Jesus cancel them. Are you ready? Whatever the devil has said about your life, blood of Jesus, cancel them now. In the name of Jesus. Stand up and pray. It's important. Please, I beg you. God will help you. Amen. Jacob had problems with the angels until after the wrestling, the angel decided to say, okay, I'm ready to help you. I'm ready to give you your blessing. He asked, what is your name? The man said, Jacob. Ah, I say, your problem is your name. As from today, you are no longer Jacob. You are Israel. God gave Jacob a new name. I think you deserve a new name. That's why I ask you to rise up. Are you ready now? You can pray for your family that God arise and give my family a new name. God arise and give me a new name. Whichever one you want. If you want your own, no problem. If you have a family, extend it to your family. So, seat. Number three, the day God comes to your life, it begins a new thing, and the story of your life automatically changes for the best. Elizabeth, Sarah, Anna, by the verdict of the enemy, they were to remain barren. But God revoked it. He revoked the verdict of the enemy. Joseph
by the verdict of the enemy. He was to die in the prison. Are you following me? But God made him a prime minister. He canceled the satanic verdict. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. By the verdict of the enemy, they were to be roasted by fire. When they went and put them in the fire furnace. But God turned the fire to air conditioner. They put people inside fire and the people were dancing and singing. They now came and looked very well. One of them went and told the king, say, Mr. King, we put three people there. It's like there are four people. They came and looked, they saw the fourth person, the angels of the living God, that was leading them in praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you hearing somebody? Yeah. Daniel was to be eaten by a lion as per the verdict of the enemy. But God replaces Daniel with his enemies. By the verdict of the enemy, Jabesh was to remain poor for life. But God enlarged his coast. Today is your deal. Amen. The evil verdict shall be canceled. Amen. God saved Ezekiel from dying earlier. He added 15 years. To his ears. Because God said, he will not die young. Someone is hearing my voice, you will not die young.
Amen.
I said, you will not die young.
Amen.
Do you know that verdict can be taken on your behalf? Many of us, we don't know. Say, I've not entered into any agreement. They don't know that verdict can be taken on your behalf. That's one thing that is making the verdict very dangerous. You may hear, but someone somewhere must have taken a verdict on your behalf without you knowing it. That this is what should happen to him. This is what should happen to her. This is what should happen to her. Whether you are there or you are not there, does not matter. Something can be used in the satanic world to represent you in order to punish the person. A lot of people, they are in Canada, but in their village, they are represented with one small idol on the evil altar. So when the enemy takes a pin and punch the tummy of that idol, the person will be crying, tummy, 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 in Canada. They started using something to move round about the idol. The person will be crying, something is moving round about my body. Oh, a serpent like something like this is all over my body. Sometimes when they are beating the idol, the person will be crying, they are beating me. Oh, they are beating me. Oh, it's like someone is beating me. Oh. I've seen someone who slept. By the time he woke up, all the body was as if he received lashes. Before he slept, swollen up of lashes. The question is, who beat him in the dream? He didn't know. Do you know that people can carry sacrifice to overrule the verdict of God for your life? If God said, this is it. That is that. Some people will say, if they know that it's not going to be easy, and the Abbotist told them, unless you carry sacrifice, they say, no problem. They are ready to carry. Praise the Lord. To overrule the verdict of the enemy, some people can carry sacrifice. Just to make sure that the person does not have a breakthrough. Do you know that some powers, does not want you to prosper. You may leave them and come here, think you have been delivered from their hand. It's a lie. There are some people that does not want you to prosper. I want you to know tonight, satanic vanity will continue in the life of someone until you cry to God to overrule them. And that is why we are here. We want to cry to God to overrule satanic vanity upon you, upon your life, upon your family. Some people, there has been a verdict upon the family that the parent will not enjoy the children. Some people, there has been a verdict that by the time the children begins to grow, the man or the woman will pass on. But any evil verdict in your own life and family, today, they shall be cancelled by fire. If you want to cancel the satanic verdict, you must first of all identify yourself with the Lord. Be born again. Number two, you employ the blood of Jesus to cancel the satanic verdict. Number three, you call the name of Jesus to cancel the satanic verdict. The Bible says a name has been given to him above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And finally, we call on the finger of God to rewrite the divine verdict for your life. When the evil verdict is canceled, the new one has to be written. Your family must start to enjoy. Your family must be released from bondage. You must have joy in your family. There are many families, when you enter, you don't want to leave them, because you will feel at home. The wife, the husband, the children, they are the same thing. I know a family, one pastor like that. If you enter into their house, anyway, everybody knows the pastor as pastor, he counseled, he did this. But when you come to their house, if you meet the wife, you don't need to bother. In fact, the wife will accommodate you and counsel you even more than the pastor. It's only she didn't want to come out as a pastor. So good. And by the time the daddy and the father is not at home and you now met the children, they will open the Bible for you. In fact, your problem will be solved. You will not like to leave them. Wonderful family. That is the way God wants you to be. A woman went to visit a friend somewhere. As they were talking, the eldest son was the one at home. As they were talking, sharing discussion between themselves, a hot amala has landed in front of the visitor. Very hot amala. You know what is called amala? Something like pounded yam. Something like pounded, black pounded yam. With hot stew, vegetable, everything on the table of the visitor. Ah. The woman now said, "Who cooked this one?" Ah, he said, "It's the boy." Ah, the boy? Is that how you train your children? Ah, so all of them are good cook. Whether it's the boy you meet or the girl, they will entertain you. But there are some families, even the man, apart from putting garri inside water, he doesn't know anything. There are some family, when you come to them, they will discuss with you, discuss with you, discuss with you, discuss with you. Ordinary water, they will not give you. But they will tell you all the stories everywhere, discussion, everything discussion. Ordinary water, they will not give you. Praise the Lord. There's a way a family should look like. When you gather money in your family is supposed to be blessed and be raised up. You are not supposed to be using money to be causing or be solving problems in the family. Your family is supposed not to be wasting your money. They're supposed to be bringing the value of your money out. When you train your child very well, when you come home, by the time she even speaks English to the visitors, you yourself will be happy that you have used money to buy something. Hallelujah. Is this your daughter? Yes, yes. Hi, hi. Praise the Lord. When you have a family, you must be happy with that family. You should not be coming home and be crying. There are some fathers who are coming home. The moment they enter into their house, they started crying. Some women, when they enter into their house, they started crying because they didn't like the way the family is going. There is serpent in the family. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Today is the day that the serpent must die. The serpent that has been turning the wife against the husband. The serpent that has turned the children against the parents. The serpent that is wasting the money of the family. The serpent that is causing sickness. The serpent that has taken away the brain of the most brilliant child. It now becomes somebody that cannot even write his name. The serpent that has taken the most useful of your children, he has turned them to a drunkard. You didn't bring them to America to be useless. When they were there in Nigeria, they used to be a good children. But they are here, the enemy has changed them. They now put on the kind of dangerous trousers that they put on in this place. I really don't know how they sew those kind of trousers. But where the trousers are supposed to be and the waist is not there. I see it at the middle of the leg. How he stays there and they are walking, I don't know. I'm looking for the mystery. The serpent has entered. Something must happen. Serpent in my family. Shout it to the anger. Your voice is not loud at all. Go! Serpent in my family. Serpent in my family. Command them to die. Yes. Serpent in my family will die. Jesus, mighty man of God. Please, if you love your family, pray for them tonight. Today is today. All the prayers you are going to pray for them today, the Lord must answer by fire. If your families are here in this church, look for how you move closer and join your hands together. If you have a beautiful wife, you should be proud of him or her. Not that you should be running away from the wife. Some people did not want us to know they have gotten married. Don't want us to know the wife. Don't want us to know the husband. Praise the Lord. It's important. You look for yourself and locate yourself wherever you are, because there is going to be a prayer. You are going to pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You find the thing that we fear, that we don't obey us. You deliver power and silence. You deliver power and silence. My God, you deliver power and silence. You will surely deliver me. Hallelujah.
You deliver power and silence.
My God, you deliver power and silence. You will surely deliver. Hallelujah. Let your family join their hands together and cry this one very loud. Say, power of darkness, operating in my family. Shout it in the thunder. Do you want them to die? Please, I beg you, cry this prayer more than anyone. They must die. You must enjoy the fruit of your labor. Your children must prosper in your presence.
Amen.
You must not be replaced when they are becoming somebody. Are you ready, my brother?
Amen.
Are you ready, my sister?
Amen.
Power of darkness.
Power of darkness.
Multiply your hand on the truth.
Power of darkness.
Operating in my family. Jesus. I saw big lightning shining upon the family there. your danger. Foundation. But if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You can do something here tonight. You can pray. You can pray. You can pray. You will cry this prayer very loud. So, strangers in our foundation.
Strangers in our foundation.
Can you say that to very loud? Some strangers that have come to come and occupy your seat, and they want to sit more comfortably than you, pray the prayer. Because with this prayer, the stranger shall be unseated.
Amen.
I think they shall be unseated.
Amen.
Are you ready, that sister? You are not solid bad enough. What are you doing there? Yes! We are getting to a more serious area now. I want you to cry this prayer. I know you will not like to lose any member of your family. And that is why I want you to pray this prayer very loud. Say, any messenger of death.
Any messenger of death.
Looking for the members of my family.
Go back
and kill your sender. I don't know where they have sent the messenger. Come, they will go back and kill their sender. I'm praying for you. With your hands, you will not bury your children.
Looking for the members of my family.
Say it one more.
Go back.
And kill your father.
Who the name of Jesus?
Go back and kill your father. A lot of families here, especially many children who are here today. I see the star of God shining upon them. Say, glory to God! Do you want that glory? Do you want that glory? Glory to God! Shine upon my family. Sing this song. Are you ready? With your voice loud.
Any wish may proclaim against you and your family.
Backfire. Amen. Do you know how to say backfire? Are you sure you are ready?
Any tragedy proclaim against you and your family.
Amen. Your backfire has no fire. Your backfire must have
fire.
I want to hear that backfire so that the arrow go back to the. I've told you, you will not bury any of your children. Are you ready? The power that says your children will not be useful, that power shall somersault and die. And the power that want to kill your husband, their husband too shall die.
Amen.
The power that want to kill your wife, their wife that shall die.
Amen.
The one that want to kill your children, their children shall die.
Amen.
And be with people that they do to understand me.
Bye.
Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. We want to pray against the spirit of wastage. A lot of families have been wasted. Their children are wasted. Their mothers are wasted. Their parents are wasted. Many intelligence in some families have been wasted because of arrow of insanity. Sometimes they are wasted. They render them useless while they are still living. Some people, they waste them completely and they are no longer to be seen. You will cry this prayer with the loudest voice. Say, any power. I say with the loudest voice. And let me ask you, are you ready? Are you sure you are ready? Are you sure you are ready? Any power assigned to waste my family. Be wasted. Are you ready? Are you ready? The power that want to waste your children, the power that want to waste your husband, the power that want to waste your wife, let them be wasted. Are you ready now? Any power assigned to waste my family. Stranger in our families. I see a lot of evil seed that the enemy has put in many families roasted by fire. Many strangers have been chased away now. And if you are here, your husband has run away, and you have been praying for him to come back, in this very month, he shall be back. There's a family here, you are here, the other part of the family, they are somewhere else. And you have been praying for you to come together. The road has just been opened. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are here, you have a problem on one of the members of your family or one of your children who has been behaving funny, the Lord has just touched the brain of that person. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The power that has been wasting the finances of a particular family now has been destroyed. If you are that person, the husband, the wife, both of you are working, but you cannot point to something you have done with the money. There's a big hole in your house which the enemy has dug there. All what you collected, they are there. But as from today, the ones there has already been exhumed. And the evil hole has been closed forever. As from today, the little effort you make, you begin to see unbelievable promotion. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm I'm hearing the spirit of excellence, the voice of excellence, excellence. I thank God for many children who are here. A new anointing has just come upon them. The anointing of excellence has just come upon them. I see a dull child there. Your brain has been changed for the best. There's a big job waiting for your family now. Even up till now, you have not seen it. But within the next 2 months, you will give your testimony. Because that job is going to give you a lot of relief. Very little effort with big money. Oh, today is a wonderful day. Oh, I saw so many evil clothes that has covered many families. They are roasted on fire. As a family here, the rain caused against your life from where you came from. That all of them will not prosper. Not only that, they want all of them to die here. That arrow has gone back to the center. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are such a wonderful Father. You are such a great God. I want you to open your mouth and begin to bless your family with all manners of blessing. Claim great things for your family. Begin to bless your children. Whatever you say here shall be accomplished. There's a family looking for the fruit of the womb, looking for a baby. The Lord has answered you. And someone, you are standing in gap for someone that is looking for a child. The Lord has also answered that person. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, I want to beg everyone in this meeting, don't say any evil word against your family, at least for the next 14 days. If they annoy you, whether they are your children, your husband, your wife, keep quiet. If you don't want, instead of you to say evil things, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Instead of you to say something terrible, keep quiet. Because your mouth has been anointed now. And if you love your children, your family, just for the next 14 days, be blessing them. Whatever you say must surely come to pass. There's a family struggling for divine establishment here. They are looking for their papers to be approved. I saw a lot of approval in this place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Even where others are rejected, you have been approved. Oh, I want to thank someone. You are forced to this place. You didn't want to come, but you say, well, let me come. I see God giving you 3 special miracles. And every 7 days from now, you begin to receive each of those miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That Lord has blessed someone today. 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 It has been you. It has been you. It has been me. It has been me. It has been someone. It has been someone by my side. Yes, it has been you.
By my side. So happy to be here. Shout hallelujah.